You just approach it like you do anything else. You know, it's still a game. You know, obviously it's a different situation. Been here a couple weeks now, so, you know, just trying to get up to speed with everybody, and I think we got off to a good start today.
What type of confidence do you think the team has in you, the coaches have in you?
Well, I think I would hope that they got a lot of confidence in me. That's the reason why I was brought here, you know, the reason why I was brought here, you know, week one. So, you know, I feel like they have a lot of confidence in me. It's been going good.
How would you describe yourself as a player, as a quarterback at this stage of your career?
A competitor, you know, a smart competitor, a guy who loves to compete, most important. You know, always, you know, you're thrust in situations, especially as a backup, that, you know, might not be ideal. You know, and you just got to go in there and battle your butt off, and you know you're going to expect that your teammates are going to do the same.
How did Aaron help you?
I mean,
it makes a big difference. It makes a huge difference. I mean, when you're able to get snaps with the ones and being able to see things clearly, it helps you out big time. You know, figuring out the timing and things like that with the receivers, and just from a comfortable level, it helps out.
How is Aaron helping you guys out there at practice today? So, you know,
kind of. He's doing a great job. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, he's been a man here for years. And so any kind of information that me and Tozzi can get from him as far as, you know, tempo of things and how practice is ran and things like that, just getting comfortable. The biggest thing is just trying to get as comfortable as possible, as quickly as possible.
Do you feel like he kind of shook some of the rust off on Monday night, you know, heading
in? Yeah, I mean, you know, you're almost in, like, survival mode, you know, coming in and not being able to get reps and not really being really comfortable with guys and how they run routes in the offense and things like that. So, you know, you just got to go in and try to compete to the best of your ability and hopefully good things happen.
Do you feel like your advantage, though, is that you've been in the league for so long, for 10 seasons? And, I mean, you've been there before.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's nothing new. You know, I mean, even when, you know, it happened early in the game, you're just trying to go in there and try to make good decisions and put your team in the best situation to score points and try your best to protect the ball. But, you know, you just got to go in there and compete each and every play.
James Jones says he told you not to go in there and try to be Aaron Rodgers.
What does
he mean by that?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously I'm not going to be Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's been doing great things here for years. And so my job is to try to go in and try to maintain things at a good level, win some ball games until he gets back and healthy. And so that's my job.
Farron's good at what he does. What do you bring to the table?
You know, I don't know. You know, he does so many things well. You know, obviously he's been in the system a long time. And so, you know, I just got to utilize my talents, you know, and do the same things I've been doing in my career.
Brought in after the preseason, how long did it take you to get up to speed on Mike McCarthy's playbook?
You know, you're still learning. Each and every day is different. You know, I mean, you're never going to get comfortable. Obviously, even when Aaron, he's learning each and every day when we come out here, and even though he's been here a long time, there's always something new, you know. And so, you know, as players, and it doesn't matter how long you've been in the game, you always want to try to progress and get better and learn things and just take it in stride. You just got to try to adapt as best, you know, like I said, it's like up-tempo, fast-paced, and, you know, try to emulate some of the things that he does. Obviously, it's not going to be all the same, but, you know, just try to make sure the receivers and everybody's on the same page, offensive line, depending on, you know, if I'm making checks or whatever the case may be, you know, and everybody's playing at a fast pace and up-tempo, and everybody's on the same page. There was a few things that I adjusted. You know, it also helps having, you know, great guys behind you, cool guys who've been here for a long time, offensive linemen. So, you know, you just take it in stride. You know, you just cut it loose. You know, try to do things aggressively, you know, and don't be hesitant.
The cliche is there. You never want to have it happen like this. But is this why you're still in the game?
I would hope so. Hopefully, you know, that's the reason why God got me in this situation. And, you know, we hate to always see a person get injured, especially 12. So, you know, like I said, my job is just to try to maintain this this ride and make sure we're on the same page and continue to keep getting better.
Seneca, what's it like having all these cameras in your face? You know, usually it's every week right here.
No, I mean, it is what it is. You know, I mean, it's still football at the end of the day.
Seneca, can you avoid this area, though, on Wednesdays when Rodgers is going to be doing this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I see how he feels. You know, I just try to, go in and do my business and get out. You know, but you know, like I said, it's part of the business. It's still football at the end of the day, no matter what the cameras are in your face or not.
So you have to play the hand that you're dealt, obviously. But is is it a little bit more of a challenging week because it's a short week one, and right. today's practice isn't a full-fledged practice. You're going to use the real Wednesday.
You know what? You know, it is what it is. You know, it's the cards have been dealt. You know, we just got to do what we can do, you know, and try to get better. And I think we did a good job today out there at practice with the first start. And I think it's good for me. I mean, kind of slow things down, kind of see things instead of getting thrown out there in practice and we're going 100 miles an hour. So I think it was a good teaching day for me.
Seneca, is this the most talent you've ever had around you playing quarterback as a starter?
I had some talented guys. But, you know, these guys are young, you know, very athletic guys. And I can't say enough about them. You know, obviously we've been doing a great job running the ball here lately. And so we hope to continue doing that.
How nice is it going to be at home for at least two of the three?
No, man, it's good. It's good. I mean, I think it'd be even nicer if we go out there and play well and score points and win ball games.
It'll help you make you feel more comfortable.
Yeah, you know, playing at home in front of your crowd, you know, obviously always helps. But, you know, we still got to go out there and execute.
I guess your one question about Scott Tolzien. What have you seen from him? You've been around him for half a season.
I mean, he's been working. I mean, obviously, he's been picking Aaron's brain, you know, picking my brain, asking questions. And he's a guy that stays in tune to the game and, you know, asks a lot of questions. That's always good when you got a young kid.